best way to start. Why don't you describe what is included in the referendum?
This time around, we've got improvements to the high school and one of our elementary schools. At the high school, we're going to be putting on a 9-classroom addition, also changing a really old, small gym that's called a pit gym into 2 STEM science labs. We're going to remodel the media center, remodel the auditorium, remodel locker rooms, and then general upgrades in all of our existing classrooms. Also included is an addition to the high school office. The front main entry will include improved security and safety measures at that spot. The elementary school will be adding 14 classrooms to the elementary school, along with a multi-purpose gym at the elementary school. This elementary school is connected to the high school, so that gym will be used by high school students after school and for games and concerts and those types of things after school, but it'll be used for our elementary during the school day. And then we'll be, once that's all said and done, no longer using Lincoln School, which currently houses our K and first grade students. We'll move all of our pre-K to 3 students to Washington School, and then move our 4th and 5th students out to White Heath. So the last step will be to go from 3 elementaries to 2 elementary schools and combine 4 grades in 1 elementary and still have White Heath School open. That's what we're doing.
So obviously trying to upgrade and become more efficient, save costs.
Yeah. When it's all said and done, we'll be able to have some operational costs by the closing of Lincoln School. But we'll also have air conditioning in all of our classrooms when we're complete. Probably the most important thing to some people, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, in this day and age, unfortunately, we have to talk about security, and you were mentioning enhanced security at the front entrance. Can you talk about that?
Well, currently all of our schools have one-door systems. All the doors are locked at about 8:20 in the morning, and then everybody has to buzz in that comes in after that. We have that at the high school, but what we're going to, while we're upgrading the high school and adding square footage to the office, we're going to put in an entry where you buzz into the office, and then you would have to be buzzed in to the rest of the school. So, if you're building a new school, most districts do that type of thing, and we're going to take the opportunity to do that at our high school while we're building the addition.
For double safety.
Yep.
So how does this bond issue differ from the previous two?
So it's much different. It's the same in that it's overall facility improvements for the district, but the tack that we're taking is much different. The first two referendums looked at building a brand new high school, closing 2 elementary schools, and then becoming really efficient by placing all of our elementary kids at the current high school, Washington School campus. And then we end up with only 1 elementary instead of 3 elementaries. So this time around, we listened to the voters, after the first referendum and the second, but this time we formed a community facility advisory committee that met last spring over the course of about 3 months and looked at the first two referendums and really, spent some time talking about, what did the community not like about the first two, what did they like about the first two. Then they made recommendations to the school board in regard to what they'd like to see in the third one. And this committee, it was volunteers. I put a notice in the local newspaper, sent out information to all of our community members, and we were able to come up with 20 people that were willing to serve on this committee. Some were yes voters, some were no voters, some had kids in school, some didn't, senior citizens. And then some people graduated from Monticello and some people didn't. So it was a pretty wide variety of our community. So we took that report that was made to the board, and then the board really used that and combined it with their overall facility goals to come up with the plan for this third time around.
Obviously, school district officials feel that this a construction project is very, very important to the school district, important enough to try again after 2 other times. Can you talk about that, how important this is?
Well, as a superintendent, we oversee the whole district. And when I look at our test scores are some of the best in the area, our tax rate's one of the lowest in the area, our students are successful inside and outside of the classroom, 85% of our students go to college, most of the rest go right into a job or trade school. When I take a big picture look at the district, our buildings a little bit, but we need to upgrade our facilities. You can't continue to do things the same way you've been doing them in very, very old buildings. So it's important for us to bring our school facilities up to 21st century standards so we can continue to recruit excellent teachers and administrators to our district, and our families will continue to want to move to Monticello. When we look around at districts on the east and west of us around Champaign County and then in Bacon County, almost every one of the school districts around us has done facility improvements, mostly utilizing the sales tax. And Champaign County and Bacon County get a lot more sales tax than we do just because they're urban centers. So we have to do things using property taxes in Piatt County to try to improve our overall facilities. I've been asked, why does the district keep putting these referendums on the ballot when, they keep getting beat? And the answer is, purely if we didn't need facility improvements, we wouldn't have put the referendum on the first time. So, if the third time is not the charm and it doesn't pass on March 20th, we still need facility improvements. So we'll look at a fourth plan. The issues don't go away, and the age of the buildings don't go away just because we have a no vote on election day. We have to come up with the right plan to improve our facilities for our students and our parents and our community. Our community deserves upgraded schools to continue to be able to have families want to move to Monticello.
And I would imagine, too, that you got to be worried about wiring them for internet and all that kind of stuff, making them meet today and tomorrow's technology issues.
That's one of the challenges we face, technology in the buildings. And we do a good job of that, but we have to, we work around things. And then, power outlets, when buildings were built in the late 1800s and early 1900s, two or three outlets in a room got it done. But now that just doesn't get it done anymore.
Vic, that includes all the questions that I had to shoot by you. Anything else that you would like to comment on, or is there something that we should have hit on that we didn't? Anything you want to reemphasize?
Yeah, so the cost of the referendum, one of the other differences between this referendum and the first two were 40 and 41 million. This one's 29.8 million. The tax impact for a $100,000 market value house is about $6 a month. We used $100,000 because that makes the math easy. If your house is worth $200,000 or $300,000, you can do the multiplication. So we think that tax impact should make a difference on the voters as well. The first two referendums were around 65 or 70 cents on the total tax rate. This one's 26, so it's about a third of the price of the first two. And we've really tried to make, just like we did the first two times, getting information into the voters' hands and allowing them opportunities to ask questions and just have some conversation and discussion around the school district and school facilities. So that's the effort we've been making again this time. But what's a little bit different this time is we've scheduled what's been called community chats. So we have 16 community chats around the school district that started several weeks ago. Rotary and Chamber, those are the typical ones, but we also went out to Crossroads Church, out to Kirby Hospital, to Hardee's, to the Steeple Gallery, coffee shop. Wherever people have been, wherever people generally go to meet, we also show up and share the information on the school facilities to see if they have any questions. So we think that's been a positive for the district, and we're just certainly hopeful that whether you're a yes or a no voter, that you do vote on March 20th, and hopefully you vote, you make an informed vote. And if you have any questions, certainly, contact me or go to our website. We've got a pretty robust website on the referendum at www.sages.us/ref2018. So that's the place to go to get all of your questions answered. And if you can't find the answer there, give me a call or stop in and talk to me about it.
All right. Anything else?
Great day to be a sage.